session number 22915, reel 5.
Leslie read out reel 5. So we were talking about the prison.
Yes.
Where you were working. I mean, what was the atmosphere like among the prisoners? I mean, because there were some quite sort of difficult people there. I mean, I suppose there were some who were just a bit sad and had run away.
Well, yes, yeah.
Done,
but the Irish was worst.
Really?
Yeah, because I told you they were separated, English, Irish, Scottish, and whatever.
Was that to stop them fighting, or why were they separated? Do you know?
Well, yes, that was one of the things, yes. Stop disagreement between them.
Right.
Uh-huh. See?
And the Irish but were difficult, weren't they?
They were difficult. And there was a few French Canadians as well. They were a bit difficult.
Were they?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you often have trouble?
No, not really, because there wasn't any room to exercise them. See, not in Brussels, not
really?
Where we were, because that was in the middle, right in the centre of the town.
Oh right, so they stayed in their cells.
It, more or less had the yes, yeah.
Did they come out for meals or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they one lot at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's just point of interest. There's my photo.
Oh yes.
In the MPSC.
Oh right, yes. Oh right, very easy. You look quite tough.
Well, I suppose I was then.
Yeah, I don't think I'd argue with you.
No. Yeah. No.
So when you said jump, they jumped, did they?
That's right.
Yeah. Quite right. Yeah. Great photo, yeah. That's it.
So that was taken in Diest, actually.
Yeah.
In Holland.
Yeah. So how long did they stay with you then, these people?
Well, I near enough a 12-month.
Right.
Because I was moved from there, you see. I was stationed in Diest, that's near Louvain.
Right.
That was like a field prison camp.
Oh, yes, yeah. Was it one that had been used by the Germans as a prison camp?
Yes, it was. Yes, yeah.
So that was a bit different then?
Well, it was a lot different. And there was a there was a yard at the back of that, see, where we could exercise the prisoners there.
Yeah.
Which was, well, it was better really.
Yeah.
As there was a better what shall I say? There was
a better regime, was it?
Yes, and they mixed in better.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Because this particular place was more there, the English, that had deserted.
Really?
And this is where I saw more of my own platoon.
Really?
Funnily enough.
So you'd had quite a few deserters?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we did, yes.
Do you think you had more than the average deserters?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, we did, because... Well, I suppose, like Arnhem, there's a lot went from Arnhem.
Really?
Or quite a few back from Arnhem. Oh. And the first one, Hill 112 as well.
Really?
There's quite a lot deserted there.
Yeah. What did you think of the people who deserted? I mean, what was your opinion?
Well, they was all right, but they was afraid. Mm. See? Mm. They was quite all right. I became very friendly with them.
Mm.
Although, you being the sergeant, you couldn't show it.
Yeah.
Not really. You had to, you know. It. Yeah. They were all right.
Yeah.
Very sorry, mind, because they didn't know what the outcome was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think that they weren't punished. The punishment that they had was there in the prison.
Because it must have been quite tough, was it, for them? I mean, it wasn't very comfortable, was it?
No, it wasn't very comfortable, especially then, not like it is now.
Mm.
You know, just like a mattress, polyas with straw in, on the ground.
Really, yeah.
The slit, see?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were there. As I say, that we did exercise them quite a bit, every morning and every afternoon. Mm. Yeah.
Do you remember any prisoners in particular? Can you think of any individuals?
I can't. I can remember them. I know that I can see their face now, but I can't remember their names. See, that's a bit difficult. That is.
Did you have any prisoners there for looting?
No.
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 You didn't pick anyone.
None at all.
Yeah.
None at all.
And did you have any for other crimes like fighting or violence or murder?
No.
No, it's just desertion.
Just deserters.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. Of course, this was Montgomery's idea. See.
Was it?
Yeah. Send back.
Yeah. So he didn't want to send.
Because I know I had to go back to Bayeux once. What they called a sluting parade.
Mm.
And
what was that?
I had to walk around the town with a lieutenant, and every soldier we met, if they didn't salute, I had to take their name and number. Yeah.
And what did you do with that name and number?
Well, yeah, that got in headquarters and eventually went back to Montgomery.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was tough.
Mm.
He was tough, very tough.
Mm.
Full of discipline.
Yeah.
Absolutely full of discipline.
Yeah.
He was.
Of course, there were a lot of soldiers out there, weren't there?
Yes.
With not a lot to do.
That's right.
So I suppose you had to keep the discipline tight, didn't
well,
you?
Well, yes, you did.
They'd have been all over the place.
That's right. That's right. Mm. Yeah, because I can remember once very well that I took some soldiers back up the line in a lorry one time, and I had a major with me. And they weren't allowed to smoke, as you probably realise. But they asked me if they could have a cigarette, and I said yes. See? I thought, well, I don't care where you are, the officer or what you are. This is settle the nerves, you know.
Yeah.
So I let them have a smoke. But he threatened to court-martial me.
Really?
Mm. Threatened to court-martial me, but anyway, it didn't. I sort of got round them a bit, you know, and told them, well, you know, this is exceptional and all this business.
Where were they going, these prisoners?
Pardon?
Where were these prisoners?
We was going up the front line.
Oh, right.
When we was, that time, we was after Jerry, you know.
Yeah, right.
But that was the only time, really, I got in any trouble.
So how long did you stay at Dease?
Well, I was there about 4 months. And then I was moved back to Germany in another camp, and that was a proper camp.
Mm-hmm.
Proper camp that was.
What do you mean by a proper camp?
A purpose.
Base. Yeah.
A built purpose prison, see?
Right.
For them, the Germans was there before we was some time before we were.
Right.
And
what sort of prisoners were in there?
Well, some and some. Some were very, what shall I say, angry. And some was all right. I remember, I think I told you, you had to search, when they came in, you had to search them for everything. That there was one bloke, I remember quite vividly that, they had to bring their ground sheets and everything with them. And he had a vial put into the seam of the ground sheet.
Oh, yeah.
See? And, of course, happened to find it. But he was up for trying to break out, you see.
Yeah.
But anyway, all their goods was collected and their name put on it. And but we had one prisoner that did every hour of the night. You had to walk round, and you had a key. And every so often, there was a clock.
Mm-hmm.
on the wall, and you had to punch this key in, you see. And then in the morning, the RSM, or somebody had to take out the inside where he was stamped, and had to give the RSM.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's to see that you didn't miss an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
See? But there was one bloke that did get out. And you're unlucky, it was me that was one of them that was on duty.
Really?
Yeah.
How did he get out?
He got out with the same idea. He must have had a file or something.
Yeah.
He cut one of the bars. There was about three bars, see?
Mm.
Iron bar. He cut the middle one.
Oh, really?
He cut the middle one and got out.
Mm. Oh.
And he never caught.
Yeah. Did you search the cells?
Pardon?
Did you have regular searches of the cells?
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had regulars. But they were very crafty, mine.
Mm.
Some of these prisoners. Mm. Very, very crafty.
Did they have visitors? Were they allowed?
No.
No,
no, no. No,
no.
No visitors at all.
Nothing like that.
No.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
But to my knowledge, at that time, he was never caught. But they were a bit, some of them were a bit naughty,
mm.
you know.
Mm.
Real, real angry they were.
Yeah.
Savage about it.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have any suicides?
No.
No?
No, never had any of those. Mm. But there were some that did, I do know that.
Mm.
They did. There were some that did do away with themselves.
Yes, yeah.
Which, you know, makes that conflict. You could understand it, really.
Yes.
Because a lot of people got a weaker mind than the others, haven't they?
Mm. Mm.
This is the thing.
Yeah. What was your life like outside the prisons? Did you have quite comfortable quarters? And
we were in the prison.
You were?
But in a separate, separate building, you know.
Mm.
And we had a very nice staff mess there. They call that a staff mess, you
yes.
see. That I told you that nobody under the rank of a sergeant was allowed to take that position.
Right, yes. So did you go out in the town at weekends or evenings?
Yes, But funnily enough, there was two other staff there that I knew that was with me during the war, like, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two. And there was two sergeants, not that I knew. They were trained to be in the prison.
Mm.
They used to every night they go in the sergeant's mess and drink, and every night they used to go to fight.
Really?
Oh, they used to fight terrible, those two.
And these were sergeants?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
That's unusual, isn't it?
Well, there you are. And yet in the morning, they were right nightmares, but it was when they got the drink into them, see?
Right, and they'd fight each other.
Yeah, well, I remember one of them's name was Halliwell.
Mm.
And he was your Geordie.
Uh-huh.
But they used to go out of hammer and tongs. And no matter what you did or what you said to them, they would not break up. So we got used to them and let them carry on. If they got hurt one another, well, that was just too bad. Because they were men, grown-up men, and they should have known better. But I don't know why it was.
Mm.
It's only this drink was in them, that's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So did you see much of the civilians around Dees and Louvain?
Oh, yes, that was where I had that talk, say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right, with your friends,
No, not that one. That's mother and
father. That's the one, yes, that's that one underneath, isn't it?
That's the one there.
Yeah, so these were people you got to know.
Yes, very, very good.
Was this in Brussels or?
Pardon?
Was this in Brussels or in
Louvain? No, in Deest.
In Deest.
In Deest, right. That was.
Uh-huh. And who were but they? Were they?
They were civilians, civilians, all except the one.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, got the khaki clothes on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But now there was one, one of them's father, which was, Mm. Okay. It was his father. He was a, how do you call him? Well, he used to make clothes and
a tailor, was he?
Well, yeah, yes, call him a tailor. And he used to, I can see him now, get up on the table with his legs crossed and work away.
Really?
He made me a pair of gloves, fur gloves.
Yeah.
But he didn't leave the fur inside. He left the fur outside.
Oh yeah.
As they said, there was. I thought myself, there's no object really putting your hand in. Usually, put your hand in something soft, don't you? In a glove.
Yeah.
But not him. And you couldn't turn them.
Yeah.
It was the look of the thing.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. And I other couple I picked up in there. There was a cafe right opposite the prison place, only just a little bit away. And that's where I picked up the other two. Mm. And used to go there for meals.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. They were very, very friendly, very, very nice. I wrote to them a little time or two when I came out, but I think the others joined the army as well.
Yeah. They were quite young, were they?
Yeah, very young.
Yeah.
Mm. One was younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite younger than me. Yeah. About 18, I suppose, or 17. Mm. Something
so
like
they
that.
Were,
but
they were German, were they?
No, no, no,
French.
French.
Dutch. Dutch, right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very nice. Oh, the Dutch people is wonderful.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I always hear that.
Yeah, we had a lot. Someone come over last October, I think I told you, that to Bournemouth, and they gave us a good slap-up meal.
Did they?
Wouldn't let us pay for anything.
Really? Even in your country? Yeah.
That's right.
Goodness me.
Because, well, I and the wife, we've been back. We've been back to France, I don't know how many times. We've been back to Belgium, and we've been back to Holland. Mm. Mm. Well, it was Anglo, so we were right on the German border, but they were out of this world, these Dutch people.
Yes.
Out of this world.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They'd do anything for you.
Mm.
And pack you up with cheese and goodness knows what when you come away.
Yeah. Well, they feel they owe you a great debt, don't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
They will never forget it.
Yeah. Wasn't for the British, I mean, they could still be under German rule now.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And yet they got a factory in Holland, in Hengelo, and went over there once, and I said, because he speak good English, I said, do you mind if I ask you a question? He said, no. This was the hush-hush thing, what they were doing in the factory. I said, have you got any Germans working for you in there? He said, yes. I said, why is that then? Well, it's only to be neighbourly. Well, you know, after all said and done, they were neighbours.
Yes, yes.
And the war was over.
Mm.
So they carried on, I suppose.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
So you stayed at Diest for about 4 months.
Yes.
Yeah. And where to after that?
I finished.
Right. So yeah. You got notice that you could go home.
I come back to Deal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In Kent, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is where the sergeant major on at that time kicked the prisoner to death.
Really?
Yes.
This was at the barracks in Deal.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yes, that was a proper. That was the headquarters, anyway.
Yeah, that's it. And this was a sergeant major
In the prison.
In the prison there?
Yeah, in the prison.
Yeah, so you were sent to Deal.
There was a lot. There was a big concern about it at the time.
Right. So this was military prisoners. Yeah, that was
you know.
Right. So who did he kick to death?
One of the prisoners.
Oh right. Did you know the man?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Right. I didn't.
Right. You were there when it happened.
Yes,
right?
I was there when it happened.
Right.
And well, then I was waiting for my discharge. Because I was in number 26 group for discharge.
Yeah.
And I got discharged at the Olympia.
Olympia in London?
Olympia in London.
Oh, right. Can I just ask you a little bit more, just before we get on to that, about this there's a sergeant major who kicked a prisoner.
Yeah.
He was caught at the time, was he?
Oh, yes, of course. He was discharged. And I don't know. I seem to think he was had his badge took away from him. And he was... he stayed there, made stay there in another section of the building.
As a prisoner?
As a prisoner.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Must have been quite...
Yeah, court-martial, see?
Do you remember his name?
No, I can't. But it was that was all the story, all the go at the time. How people were so upset.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no need for it, is there?
No.
But he was one of the, you know, one of the, what shall I say, one of the real prison officers that everybody was bad.
Really?
In his Fayette site, you know, everybody was ill, everybody was bad. Nasty tempered. I suppose he got fed up with one, I don't know, but just it was a rotten thing.
Yes, isn't
it? That was a rotten thing.
Yeah. So were you looking forward to discharge?
What?
Were you looking forward to demob?
Well, yeah, me?
Yeah.
Oh, good gracious, yes, I was.
You wanted to get home, did you?
Yes, I did. Mm. I was married. We married in 1944 when I was on leave once. And yes, I was looking forward to it but there again, after I'd been home for a while, I sort of thought to myself several times, God, I was a silly bloke. I should have stayed in it. You know, I went on for a pension. But you see, the thing was, it was war all the time. You know, and you were so fed up, really, that you wanted to get out of it, get away from it.
Yeah.
That was the reason.
Did you think, come 1945, did you think you might be sent out to the Far East?
You didn't know.
Right.
You didn't know. Oh, yes, there was a lot. There was a lot. There was a lot went to Burma. And I told you this morning there was a lot, quite a few went to Italy. Yeah, and there's a few around here now, a couple at Shaftesbury. They went to Italy.
Oh, right, yeah.
And one or two that I knew really well, they went to Italy.
Yes, yeah. Did they ask you to stay on?
Well, you had the chance. You had the chance. But once you said yes, you had to stay for another 5 years. But possibly, if I hadn't been married, I would have done.
Yeah. It was a good life, wasn't it, really?
Well, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we did the worst of it, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly. You've done the worst, yeah.
And we should have had a much more relaxed time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So what was your demob like at Olympia? Were there hundreds of people there?
Yes, hundreds of people there. Of course, I had my suit given me. A grey pinstripe and a trilby.
Very smart. And did they give you some money? They gave you a gratuity or something? Did they?
No. We had our gratuity sent to us after, later on.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I had about £119, I think.
Did you?
I remember.
Quite a lot of money then.
Well, it was. Well, the longer you were abroad, see, the more you got.
Yes.
But if you were in this country, the less you got.
Right.
Not very much at all.
Right. So, but, From Olympia, did you get on the train to come back to Dorset?
Oh.
You. From Olympia, did you get on a train?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I got on a train, and I tell you what, I got on a train in the inner circle.
Did you?
And I went round the blessed place twice before I could get out. Yeah, that was truthful, that was.
Yeah, yeah.
I went round and round before I could get out.
Yeah, yeah. So what was it like coming back to Dorset?
Well, I came back so far as Tambuchum, of course, because the railway was there then. And then I phoned up. I was living at Charle Oakford then with the wife. Mm-hmm. I phoned up Charle Oakford for a taxi, whom I knew very well.
Yeah.
And this was getting on at 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And Jack Davis, his name was, dead now. And he brought me home, and I had to get a clothes prop off the line to wake the wife. The one on the window,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was it like settling back?
Pretty rotten. You couldn't settle. I couldn't settle for a long time.
Mm.
I spent 6 months at least.
Really?
Yeah. Before I could really settle down and civvy life.
Mm.
Yeah. Because we had so long a leave, you know, with pay, before we went back to work.
So you had your job to go back to?
I had the job to go back to. See, that's when like I told you, we had the money was made up. And from the army money up to the civilian work made up.
So what was it like? Sorry.
It was a bit of a help.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helped me on to get a fairly good home together anyway.
Yeah. So what was it like going back to work?
Well, that was pretty... You didn't know where you were. You didn't know what you were doing, hardly. You know, you always had that feeling when you was in the war, see, for a long time.
Really? Yeah,
yeah, you couldn't really get rid of it for a long, long time.
Was that just a wariness, wondering if there were going to be a tank come through the hedge, or...?
Well, yeah, oh yes, yeah. And especially at night. Used to dream.
Really?
Dream a lot at night.
Did you? What about?
Well, about the actual war and different tanks and machine guns and all this.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Mm.
For a long time.
That must have been quite frightening.
Well, it was.
Mm.
I mean, what was it? 39. Come back to 41, 42. There was one... That was 4 years of fighting, that.
Yes, it's a long time.
Altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was a long time.
Awful long time.
Yeah.
What did you miss about the army then?
Well, you missed your mates. That was the biggest thing. You missed your mates. And you missed the, you missed the training.
The routine.
Yeah. You missed that a lot.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, when you was in it, I used to say, all the others used to say, when I get demobbed, I won't even join a Christmas club. You know, this was a saying, say.
Yeah.
But, you know, you when you come out, you forgot it. The first thing or at least first thing I did, one of the first things I did was join the British Legion.
Really? Yeah.
Hey? But, you know, that was a figure of speech.
Yes.
Before.
Yeah. That's right.
You didn't really intend not to join anything, but there you are.
That's it.
You were you wanted something to do.
Yeah.
After being amongst your mates and that for so long.
Yeah.
Because there's some of them, some like, you know, Poole, I said there's several of them alive now, look. That I soldiered with for all them years.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Like a family, see?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is.
It is something, you know, really. When you come to look back at it.
All those years, yeah.
There's one chap that lived in Poole on the quay. Bob Rigler, his name is.
Can I just stop you there and we'll start again? Les ride out, end of reel 5. Les ride out, reel 6.